Today's shiur is full of daf pei ches. We are on pei zayin amid beis, five lines from the bottom, tanan hasam. Okay, so we're talking about the blood that comes out, whether it's blood, whether it's bread, whether it's water. Bring down a tanan hasam. It says tanan, but everyone seems to say that here it is really not a mishnah, it is a brisa. It's probably some sefer somewhere, but tanan hasam. Kol mashke hamis. Any liquid that sort of oozes out of the body of a mace, like tears or a milk from a woman, anything that oozes out from the mace, tahorin. Those are considered tahorin. Chutz midam tamo, except for the blood that oozes out from the mace, that's considered tame. V'chol mare admumis shavo, and any water that anything that's red mitamim ba'ol. Anything that's recognizable as it being blood is mitamol. First, there's a threshold question that Tosos asked, which is fascinating question. Like, what do you mean, kol mashke meis tahorim? It doesn't make sense. Tosos asks, him the second line in the big Tosos, Div Tomar, Valok ishe yotzim in a mace. When the liquid oozes out from the mace, Noginbo, touches the mace. Umekablin chumri menem, and magim it yidir raisa. Anything that touches the mace, Mekablin chumri mace yidir raisa. What do you mean? The Chachamim didn't make a takana about the liquids that ooze out from the body of the mace. Well, it oozes out, it's touching the mace. It touches the mace, Mekablin chumri. So what's going on? So Tosos gives two answers. Tosos says that we're talking about the mashkim that come out, that there's some sort of tube come out. This is trying to collect it, collecting the tears or something. I don't know. Some sort of tube that comes out. And it comes out there with the shoferis, this tube, and therefore it doesn't touch the mace. Another theory that Tosos gives is, you know, mashkim that come out from a person, they don't become tamei only from exeris kafamim. They're a banan. And mashkim, in other words, mashkim that come out from a mace are not mekabel tuma. Only midirabanan the mekabel tuma. The halacha that we learned in another gemara, the mekabel tuma is only in a smachta, and therefore in a Torah they're not considered mashkim. It's not considered a liquid if a person dies. So the chachamim didn't make a gzera in these getting by the mace. We'll see by Azov and Sheretz they did, but they didn't make a gzera. One answer is he says, oh, the premise is correct, and therefore I have to give it a way came out not touching. The other answer is that, well, the premise is incorrect. It's not they're not mashkim, so therefore they don't become tumah. That's just a threshold question you have to get for this to make sense. The Gemara says, "Umashka hames tahorin," and really, mashka that comes out from the mace is tahor. Remainu aleskut kasha, aleskut kasha, an apparent steer from a Mishnah in Tvul Yom. Mashka Tvul Yom, the mashka of a Tvul Yom, meaning the secretions of a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom again is a person who was tamei. He went to mikvah, but the sun didn't set yet, so he's in the level now. He's a sheni. A sheni l'tuma is tahor l'gabe chuva in the ma'aser sheni, but he posts up, he's passive truma. He can make truma into a shlishi, if he touches them before the sun set, and also by kodesh can make into a revi. So if he touches kodesh, the toad becomes a shlishi, and that can become a revi. That's the mission of Kalim in Parakal. So we have this mashkim tvo yom. So we say mashkim shenoa nogin v'hen. No, sorry. Mashke tzvul yom, kim mashkin shenogei avahen. The mashke that comes, the liquid that comes out from the tzvul yom, the chacham gave it the same level tumah as the mashkim that the tzvul yom touches, which means they have the level of a sheni. The elu, and both these and those, mean the mashkim that come out and the mashkim that they touch, ein mitamim. They don't, that's the whole thing what to do over here, ein mitamim, they don't become tamei from the tzvul yom. I don't know what that means. Elu ve'elu, ein mitamim. They can't pass on tuma another level, right? The low gozer behind rabban and tuma, the Rashi says. They don't have tuma. They don't can't transfer tuma. Shar kol tameim, but all other tameim other than the tzvul yom, shar kol tameim, bein kalin, whether it's a low level tuma, we'll see what this is. Bein chamur, whether they're a higher level tuma, mashkin hayotze mehen, the liquid that comes out from them, kim mashkin hogeya mehen, they are like the mashkin that they touch. Right, so Ben Akala and Ben Chamurin, Mashkin and Yotzim Hand, the liquid that comes out from their body, Shemashkin, okay, the Elu, and both these, the Mashkin that come out and the Mashkin that they touch, tchila. They become a rishon l'tumah. I mean, they made a gzera that they can now. There was a gzera derabanan that liquids can become a rishon. So that gzera doesn't apply by the full yom, but it applies by all other cases. So therefore, elu ve'elin tchila chutz me'amashke shu avatumah. Except if you have a mashke that is really an avatumah, which would be the spit and the semen and the mucus, I think of the urine of a zav, that is going to be. That is going to be avatum. That's the halacha over there. But you see over here that the mashkin ben kalim ben chamurim, the liquid that comes out from them, they are tameh. They are tameh. The Gemara says, right. Look, there's a whole lamedus about tefillah yom. Does it really mean it's not tameh? I hear you, but they're talking about here just the same as the rabbanon. We're talking about tameh the rabbanon all the time. The same as the rabbanon. So Gemara says, "Chutz min mashke yotzeh, hayotzeh mishmashu avatumah." Gemara says, "My kalin and my chamurim." The Brisa said that the kalin and the chamurim, the mashke that comes, this is the question, the mashke that comes out for them are tameh. So my lav kalin sheretz zav, a low level tumah is sheretz and zav, and chamurim is a mace. And chamurim means mace. So chamur means mace. So you see from here that the mashke mace is tameh. So this Brisa goes against what we said in this Mishnah goes against the Tosefta that said that mashke mace is tahorim. Is mashke a mace tahor? Mashke mace tameh. So the Gemara says, no, lo, kalin sheretz, when we don't explain kalin as sheretz and zav and chamur as mace, but rather kalin is sheretz, chamur and zav. But mashka mace is going to be tar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, so mashka zav, the gozer be rabbanon. Why is there a gzeira on the rabbanon? Why is there a gzeira on the rabbanon that the liquid that comes out from the zav is metame, but the liquid that comes from the mace is not? Well, mashka mace, the lo gozer be rabbanon. The zav, go b'dilin shmine, a zav is a regular person. You don't necessarily know the person as a zav. You don't know who he is. The people are not going to separate themselves from that because typically you socialize. So you don't know that this person is a zav. You may not have the ability to separate. So zav lo b'dili im shemineh gozer b'rabbanan. So they made a gzera, but mace, the b'dili im shemineh, people typically stand away from a mace, lo gozer b'rabbanan. They didn't make a gzera. So therefore a zav, they made a gzera that the liquid that comes out from him, other than the liquid that's the rishon, the liquid that comes out from him is going to be tameh. By the mace, they did not. So first question is, well, what's the difference between zav and sheretz? Who's being mace and sheretz? We're going to talk about that. I mentioned about zav. Second question is lo b'dili b'nei. Rashi says, zav l'pisha hu chai lo b'dili in shemineh. V'od she'en or nikol l'kol. So this b'dili in shemineh actually is something that we see a lot. And the main b'dili in shemineh is that we see a lot. Like when it comes to vznida. Right, you're not allowed to have, it's harkatos from your wife. She's not allowed to pass it to so another woman's allowed to pass or something. You're not allowed to touch her also, but why?
The injury is low, but you injury. When it comes to somebody else's wife, you separate, you're more inclined to separate. When it comes to your wife, it's low, but you injury. And the biggest example of low, but you injury we have is the first toast of some shakam. I talked about why do you have all these slumras, even slumras to the rice, and the guy with chametz. Right? Chametz, you go by your raw, by your matzah, fika, biur, asa, ramashnu. So it's low, but you injury. It's a very powerful piece of logic that's always used. Lo b'dili in shemineh. Okay. Mishnah said, dam hanitaz v'al hasakin, the dam that spurts out and the blood that is on the knife, chayev l'kasas, right? You have to cover it. Rabbi Yehuda said, when is that truly you have to cover the blood on the knife? That's if that's the only blood left. But he said, aval im yesh dam shalohu patim l'kasas. Other blood, you don't have to cover the blood on the knife. So the Gemara is not going to be a brisa that brings, or two brisos, that brings a machlokas, that's going to explain the machlokas. It's not a rabbanan, it's not a brisa. Pasuk b'kisoy dam says, v'shafach hasdamo v'kisahu be'ofa. So it says, v'kisahu, right? Melame, the brisa says, shadam hanikas v'sha'al hasakim chayim v'kasos. That the blood that spurts out and the blood that's on the knife, you have to cover. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, emesai, when does that rule take place? This man she ain't some dam, but there's no other blood. Elohu, just the dam that's on the knife. I guess all the other blood got washed away. Whatever, that's the only blood left. Aval yesham dam, there's shalohu, there's blood other than the blood that's on the knife. Put in the castle, so you don't have to cover the blood that's on the knife. You can cover the other blood. Tana yita. Another brisa says vichi sahu, cover it. Milamed. This Tanakama says shekol damo chay l'kasos. All blood that comes out, you must cover. Mikan Amru, from here they say, Dam Anitas, Mishal Agapayim, the blood that spurts out, and the blood that's left on the walls of the base, Makom Ashrita, Agapayim, Chayav Akasas, you have to cover that as well, all blood. Amru, B'Shimon Ben Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel is a third shita. He says, "When do I say you have to cover all the blood?" Shalom kisa dam nefesh. That's if you didn't cover the dam hanefesh. Aba kisa dam nefesh. But if you did cover the dam nefesh, again, there's different types of blood. The dam nefesh turns red, turns black. It's the initial, the lifeblood. You cover the dam nefesh. Apparently, all the dam nefesh. Partim likasos. Then you don't have to cover up all the other blood. First you have to. If you don't do dam nefesh, you have to do something else. You really have to cover just the dam nefesh. So in my commitment, what's the makhlok? Rabbanon, who say you have to cover all the blood. And I believe that is going to, these are my folks showing him, of which Rabbanon is talking about. So we're going to go according to those who say that this Rabbanon is the Tanakama of the second Baisa, of the Tanakida. Because what's going on here is you have, Rabbi Yehuda says the word Emasai. And we have a rule that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says the word Emasai in the Mishnah, he's not coming to argue, he's coming to explain. So the question is whether does that apply to this first Baisa as well? So I'm saying, since he says Emasai in the Mishnah, I mean, Emasai in the Baisa, it's the same thing, so we just coming to explain. So you have that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is our Mishnah and the first Tanakhama who says you just have to cover some blood, doesn't matter. And then you're going to have the Tanakhama, the second Brisa, who says you have to cover all the blood. And then you have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says you have to cover the Dama Nefesh. So but my commitment is Rabbanon, who say that you have to cover all the blood, Sabri Damo. It says Damo, which means Kol Damo. Rabbi Yehuda, who I say also with the Mishnah and the first Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, Damo, the Mitzvah of Damo, even just some of the blood. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sabar Damo Hamayuchal. It's blood. It's special blood. So you look at Rashi, he explains that there are three streaming machlokas. Abakisa Damanefesh, the Shalach machlokas. There's three with machlokas. Rabbanon Sabar Kuli Bai Kisa. Rabbanon, that second Bryce, would say that the entire blood needs to be covered. The Rabbi Yehuda, Figo Damanefesh, Labai Kisa. Even the Damanefesh doesn't need to be covered. Elamik Sasa, only a part. Cover some blood. That's it. Katani, the Katani Damanitas Pachim and Kasos. As long as you cover something else, you cover a piece of the blood, you're Yotze. According to Shimon, it all needs to be covered. So who do we pass in like? The whole major to do. If you look at this Tosas, Rabbanon Sabri, Dama the Kol Dama. Kol Dama. The Alpha Gav Darmina with Perak Zevorah, the Amosai Rabbi Yehuda of Farish. Since usually we say Amosai, when it really comes to the word, we say Amosai, like I mentioned, they're coming to explain. That's Daf of the Mishnah Tosas. Only in a Mishnah. Aval bebraisa, but in a braisa he's not. So this is a braisa over here. The Bechol Svarim Garcina, the Sof Chalon, Kol Mokom Shemar Bihuda Bimishnah, Seinu Emasai, he's coming to the Mepharish. So according to this, Tosos, not like I said, Tosos is saying that the Tanakhama of the first braisa also says it's all the blood. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam says, the Hacha Aloch to Rabbi Yehuda, the Aloch of Rabbi Yehuda, why? The Mathnishin Tavasei is Asya. The Mishnah goes like him, because it says Emasai in the Mishnah. The Apakad, the Bebraisa, Akkochach, Valachalo, even though the Bryce is clearly coming to be arguing, because Rabbi Tam says Emasai in a Bryce is a Machlokas, the Masnisin also the Farish. But in the Mishnah, it's coming to explain, so therefore we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Umiru, the Rami Bar Chama, or Rafiz, the Masnah Bor, the Apakad Mishnah, have Emasai Lachalo. According to Rabbi Chama, Emasai in the Mishnah is also to be a Machlokas. All this is. So the word Amosai, we can try to figure out what the psak is, right? After the Mishnah of Amosai, Machlok, Hecha Demucha, where it's provable that Amosai is coming to be from Machlokas. And he says, here's one of those places you can prove it. You know why I can prove it? Because it says the same exact thing in the Braisa, right? Vahacha Mucha, Kepa de Braisa, the Hedge of Pligi Rabbanon. The Hedge of Pligi Rabbanon. So here's the whole to-do of what's the Nachmin? Nachmin is what we pass on from Yehuda. Because if the Amosai in the Mishnah is coming to explain, the Amosai, we're trying to figure out whether the Amosai in the Mishnah is coming to explain or to be Mephalik, and all depends on how you explain it in the Braisa. So if the Amosai in the Mishnah is coming to explain, the Rabbi Yehuda has a Stam Mishnah, we pass him like that. That seems to be what Rabbi Yatam says, that the Halacha is like him. But if you say the Amosai is not coming to explain, but the Amosai is really to make my focus. So therefore, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the Tanakhama of Bryce, is that you have to cover all the blood. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to not explain, but to argue. How do you know he's coming to argue? Because Amos signed the Bryce says that he's arguing, then we don't have to stop Mishnah like him. So, right. The whole to do here. So the Rif writes that since we know that Amos is they come to the Farish, so here too, he's coming to the Farish, the Mishnah, and therefore we pass him like him, and that's the sheet of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, because that's a stop Mishnah, you don't have to cover all the blood. The Baal HaMor says no. The Baal HaMor says no. That's it. Baal HaMor is calling on the Rif, and he says that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, they argue. According to Tanakhama Mishnah, you have to cover the blood, because you see in the Gemara that there's three machlokos. There's three machlokos. So how do you say that Tanakhama and how do you say that Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda are the same thing? So but they answered. The Ramban says, and Tosa says, and Rashi says, it's not a question on the Balamor. Yes, there's three machlokos. Where's the third? Where's Rebbe Yehuda and the first Brisa? The Tanakhama and the first Brisa are the same thing. It's the Tanakhama of the second Brisa. That's how we explained it. Who said Kol Damo? Therefore, you have three shitas. I can pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. I believe that is how they pass him in Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't have to cover all the blood. The question is whether the Hatzilu you should. Okay? Fine. Stop there on that. There's a whole lot to go there. Fine. Mishnah. Okay? We're up to the Mishnah. B'meh mechasim, b'meh e mechasim. What objects or things can you use to cover? What's kosher to cover the blood? Mechasim b'zebel hadak. You can, u'bechol hadak. You can use, I guess, very fine manure to cover. U'bechol hadak, very fine sand. B'sid, with lime. U'bechtarsis, I think it's ground up pottery. U'belevena. Yeah, some sort of ground up brick. No, it has to be. Okay, uvim megufa, which is some ground up, which is the kisrei of a chavetz, something that's made on kara. You can cover it with shekit tasha. No, you have to grind them up. You have to grind them up. Uvilavena, I'm gonna read the Mishnah. Uvilena umegufa shekit tasha. But you don't do it the other way. Right. Aval, ein mechasim lo bezebel hagas. Can't use, I guess, very, very, thick manure. The lo bechol gas, very, like a patch of mud, I guess. The lo belevein of magufa shalo kashtar. Not a levein magufa that you did not grind up. The lo yichpe alav es hakli. You can't just put like a pot cover or a pot and turn it over on top. Klal over of Shimigamiyah. Shimigamiyah gives a klal. Eight dover shimigadah will smach in mechasim bo, which ain't a gal will smach or ein mechasim bo. Anything that, I think it means anything, if you would put a plant in there, it could sustain the plant's growth, you can cover. If it may, it cannot sustain the plant's growth, you cannot cover it. Okay? Forever. Okay. So now, Heichi Dami, we said cold dot, and what's dot and what's not dot? What's considered thin, what's considered not thin? Right? Well, cold, I will use it with a pole. Six dirt or not, six sand. What's the story? So kol hadak, heichidam kol hadak. What is something that's kol hadak, which kol hadak we said is kosher for Yisroel. Amar Rav Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, kol she'ein hayotzer sarif l'fashto. Any uman who makes kalim from the sand, probably from sort of, you know, glass blower, from the dust, he needs fine foam. So if he doesn't have to grind it up anymore, that is. Ask the Uman what level of fineness is good for him to do his work. That's the level that we need. That's kosher for Kisar Adam. But the Uman who is making the kli out of the hole would have to grind it up further, then that's not kosher for Kisar Adam. Ika de Masleya Seifa. But some say they learn it on the Seifa, right? We said, Heithi Dami Chol Gas. They ask, it says, Aval Eina Thas and Lobe Zebel Gas from the Chol Gas, Heithi Dami Chol Gas. What's considered a thick coal that you're not allowed to use? So Amar Rav Rachon Amar Yochan and Kol Shai Yotzer Tzarek Lekasho. Anything that the Yotzer, right, make the Chomer Kiyah Yotzer, right, you get time to for Rosh Hashanah Yom Noraim. So when every time you have to, the Yotzer would have to grind up anymore, that is considered no good. That's no good. So Gemara says, so my Benayu, it's just the flip side, no? Isn't it just the flip side? So what's the difference between you learn on the Rashi and learn on the Seifa? So Ika Benayu, the Tzarek Lekasho. The Ika Benayu is a sort of in-between stage. He can use it, but he would prefer to grind it up more. Rashi, so how does that work? Meaning it's sort of that it doesn't need a cleat to grind it up. You can do it with your hand. You can, you know, grind it up in the sand. So Rashi says, the lishna kama the kamar ain't sarich kari kol hadak umutter. The lishna kama says anything that he doesn't have to grind up. So this he doesn't have to grind with the machine, so to speak. So it's kosher. Right, the Hainami Bifal in Sarafu, the Torah Kol Adak level mutter. Therefore it's Torah Kol Adak and it's mutter. The Lishna Vashra, the Kari Kol Hagas, But also kosher tzara v'kosho, kol agas means anything that you would grind up. Well, here he does grind up in his hand. High nine mitzvah tzara v'kosho who the kol agas shem over aser, and therefore would be us to grind it. Okay, fine. Tana rabbana. The Brisa says by kisui adam. It says v'chisohu. You should cover it. Yocho yichasenu ba'avonim o yichbe alavas akli. Maybe you can just put stones on top of it or turn a kli or the utensil on top of it. Tamid lomer bet offer. It has to be with the dirt, right? With the dirt. The ainli ella offer. I just know dirt. Minayin lerabos. How do I know? I can include zevla daka, fala daka, shkiras avonim, or shkiras karosis, una oris pishdan daka, and also pull the way flax. The shaft of the flax. That's also okay. Vinisura shofa Russian darka, and also what falls away from the sawdust. Vinisura shofa Russian darka would be sawdust. Visid and lime, vicharsis, lavena, umagupa shakatashan, hamaloma, vichiso, you can cover it. So, offer vichiso. So, Gemara says, wait a second. So, yoko shanimar be av zebalagas, maybe I should include thick manure, kolagas, ushachikas klimatakos, and also the ground up fine dust of metals, like metal dust, ulavena, umagupa shalokashdan, the kemach and flour, the subin and morson. Subin and morson are like the chaff of wheat, right? I think that's what it is. It's left over after you do the winnowing. I think that's what's left over. What did you say? You proposed it? Horse flour, man. Fine. The subin or morsan, tamalom or bet upbar. It has to be upbar. So Gemara says, Mare Isa, the rabble says, Elu. What makes you think that you should include these and that close? Lahotzi is Elu. So Acher, so Gemara says, Acher Shariba Kasariot. There's a reboy of Vikiso, and there's a miut of upbar. So I'm going to say, Marbanias Elu is Hemin upbar. I'm only going to include those that are similar to offer, that are similar to dirt, mochi, which is what? That they can be magadol smachim, Rashi says. I think that, but that's what we said before, that's what the father, Shimon said, that they can be magadol smachim, mochi, and it's elush aimin offer. I'm going to exclude those that are not similar to dirt, that they cannot sustain a growth. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What do we have here? Look outside. Let's say it outside. You have a plow, and we have a prash. What do we say every day? What are we supposed to say every day? Kalaprat. Ain't well much of a prat. So if you have a kalaprat, you have the afar. Sorry, you have a prat. A kalaprat, right? So you have the chiso is the plow. Upper is the prat. So it's only upper. No. The kalaprat is specific, right? Kalaprat, the rule is, let's read it. We'll say it very quickly soon. But it's the rule is, number six, plow uprat, sorry, number, plow uprat. The luck is by plow uprat, right? Plow uprat is only what's in the prat. Look at Rashi says. La'acha shiva kasami, it's a kasam rashi name of chorus. Echo the rabba slet lamad. Amarta me after yishma lomer kol, sorry, no. The halacha is, let's read the word after. The aim of the chiso klal, offer prat. Klal uprat, aim the klal elamash of a prat. Since the prat has come to explain the klal, that only you only get what the prat is. You only get what the prat is. Therefore, it only be upper. So why are you including everything else? So upper in midyach v'nilo, nothing else. That's the rules of klal uprat. The Gemara says no. Amar Rav Mari mishum. Let's read it. Amar Rav Mari mishum da have klal hatsarich l'prat. The klal hatsarich l'prat ain't done also klal uprat. Klal uprat, the rule that klal uprat is exclusionary, is only if you don't need the prat. The klal can be learned by itself. Say, but if the prat is coming to explain the klal, out the prat, you wouldn't have understood what the klal says, then it's not judged in the klal prat. How does that work here? Rashi says, klal has served the prat. You low stagli the klal below prat. You wouldn't know anything in the klal without the prat. He has just written Vichiso. Have a mashma yichpa alav esakli to the tiny ratio. The mashma that you can just put a kli on it. The istra afar lahorosh in kisoy ze elabadavar hamitz arid the nibla bulk you're going to offer with the yotzeh. It would have been wrong. If you didn't have the prat, you would have understood the cloud. Right? The chidayonin lay befala prat, hecha de chlala lo mishtama elabachad in yona. The only time you judge a chlala prat is that the cloud is going to tell you one thing. Umar bi mili tshuva, v'hada asi patin, what they call mili tshuva. Abal hafa, the mishnama kala betray in yonah. Right? The klal is mashma two things. Beis kisuyin she'im domin zelazeh. Two types of kisuyin that are not similar to each other. Something that cannot sustain growth and something that can't sustain growth. So which one is it? From kisa dover shaling, from kli, the kisa dover dach, from afar. Su lo afi prati el lefrushe kisu kama. Now it's not a prat coming to limit. The prat is coming to explain the lava dover shaling who will lava uti the kama. It's not a full exclusionary prat.
It's an explanatory prat. And therefore you don't judge and call a prat. And therefore we have a klal is the kisohu. The prat is upper. Upper is coming to explain the fiso, which means anything that's magada, anything that's similar to dust, to exclude the thick and the pots and all the other things that you can't sustain growth. Okay. Darish Rav Nachman Bar Chizda. Rav Nachman Bar Chizda said, Ein mechasin el v'davar shezori bo matzmiach. He makes another step. The only thing that is kosher to do kisur edam with is something that you can plant in it, you can seed it, and it will grow, from the seeds will grow. It's a different than we just said. We just said that you take it somewhere else and sustain the growth. Here we're saying you have to actually plant it. That's the only thing that's mutter for kisri hadam. So Amar Rava says, Haburcha. This is the words of a boor. It's not true. That's not the rule. That's not the lacha. So Amar Nachman Yitzchak, the Rava, my boor say. Why are you telling me this is divrei boor? Why are you saying that this is wrong? Ana Amrisa Nihili. I said this halacha before, right? I said this halacha before, So wait, that was only Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak the Rava. So Rav Nachman said it to Rava, and Rav Nachman said, I said this in front of Rav Chizda, I guess, and he didn't say anything. And they learned it from the following Brisa. What's the Brisa? Hayim halach b'midbar. Guy's walking in a desert. So what does he have there?
What's the dirt he has? He doesn't have any dirt that really can plant in. He can't
plant in the midbar. The Ein lo eper lechasos. And he doesn't have anything to cover the blood. So what does he do? Shochek dinar. He can grind up a gold coin and cover the blood. He doesn't have dust to cover it up. So he can burn his talis and cover it up with those ashes. He can use those ashes. So you see from here that what? The person's walking the midbar. He can't use the upper hamidbar.
What?
No, he's not. He's saying you can have... Wait, no, you're jumping the gun, right? So he can't use the sand. He can't use the sand. Why can't he use the sand? He can't use the sand because he can't plant in it. What? Well, wait, you guys are very impatient. You're not dealing with kids.
Wait a second, we'll get to the Gemara.
1 second. So,
maybe I am.
But, so he says, Eino aplikas sorbes taliso mechasa. So, bishlema sorb taliso mechasa. I understand why burning the palace works. Why? Ashikon Efa the Ikri Upper. Because as long as Ash, there's something that's called Upper in the Torah, we're going to view it as Upper. Right? Ashikon Efa the Ikri Upper, because it says in the Torah that Efer, that dust, that Ash is called Efer, because we'll see, Ella Dinar Zahav Minola. It says by, the Gemara's going to bring the proof later, it's by the Sprinkle of Paras Hakatas. It talks about sprinkling, it talks about Efer calls it Upper. But when it comes to the Dinar Zahav Minola, how can you grind up a coin and use that gold dust as something that can cover the blood? Amar Rav Zeira, no, there's a pasuk in Iyu that says Makom Sapir Vanel VaAfros Zahav Lo. Right, you have the full of stones and the afra of dust of gold. So you see that Zahav is called Afar, therefore it's Mutter Likasos. Okay, so basically, we have here now is we sort of have two rules. We have rule number one is that if the item is something that you can, depending on who you hold, like something that you can plant with or something that will sustain growth, that's good. But even something that cannot, as long as it's called afar, it's good. So why can't you use the dust? Why can't you stand up and say, it's called upper and midbar? Why can't you use it? Question number two is a question Rav will like. What did they do kisur adam with in the midbar? Really?
They
think they did.
They were
allowed to eat, right? All right, so you have the famous, the Mitzvah Skinner says that they were able, the same way they were able to do Zoreo, the Midbar is sprouted for them. Okay, that's fine. You take care of that. Okay. But,
right.
If you know from the start you can't do kisur, I don't think you're supposed to chef. If you do your shvita and then by some reason the kisur is not done, it's still kosher to eat.
Tosel says, "El b'dabar shazor ba umatzmiya." Tosel says, "Lemaute upper midbar ka'asi." This comes to exclude upper midbar. The low shamina b'masnis is the smethem gedalin gedolin ba meleim. Nothing grows there by itself. El b'mash shazor ba ena matzmiya. Sorry, lemaute upper midbar ka'asi. The low shamina b'masnis. From our Mishnah, we didn't know the smethem gedolin ba meleim that you need it to grow by itself. Ella demash zorbo eno matzmiya. Inam you must see. I mean, the chasibo came to have been migdal smoke. Maybe those bro. That's what. Let's talk a little bit more about this. It's very fascinating. There's but that's from they're irrigating it. Irrigation doesn't mean you're bringing water and stuff to the land. Okay, so. The Mordechai brings in the name of the Gaonim. He says he has another Eitzah, if you're on the ship, or if you're in the desert. He says, what you should do, if you like your talus very much, and you don't want to ruin it, because the dinar is worth more than the bird, like your little family, your little chef, right, especially gold now, which is pretty expensive. So what you can do is you can chef the animal, have the blood be absorbed by your clothing, not by your talus, into your shirt. Have it be absorbed into your shirt, let it absorb it, make a bracha on the kisui, and then when you come off, cut out of the desert, you go to, you put it in water, you soak it, you pull out the blood, and then you do kisui without the bracha over there. So the Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about? How is that possible? He says, number one, the bracha doesn't give you the eitzah. He doesn't give you that eitzah. And number two, he says, how are you making the bracha now for the kisui you can do later? How does that work? So the first question is a good question, I guess. But the Beis Yosef asked, how can you make the bracha? So the Darkei Moshe, the Rama answers that to make the bracha issue is not a problem. What else is there a time that we make a bracha on something that we're doing tomorrow? Every year, we do it once a year. Yeah, the Alpha Yochanan. Do it to be deeply to Albion Thomas. Why? What's the reason? So that's what the Darkei Moshe says. What you're doing here is the process. The Kisui is the process. So too, this is the beginning of the process. You can make a bracha on the beginning of the parsa, of the process. So the Shach and the Taz, they don't like it. They say, wait a second, no. Because over here, by the Tikkun Summit, it's the beginning of the process because you can't do Biur without Tikkun. It's the first process because it has to be the beginning. Therefore, it's part of the process. Over here, by the Kisui Adam, you don't have to shech it into your clothing. We don't have to chef at all right now. So why is that necessarily part of the process? Darkei Moshe, it doesn't matter. Darkei Moshe says either he does or if you want to chef, if you have to do kisui, it's part of the process. That's all. That's the question. This Mordechai is just fascinating. The Mordechai there also says, it's the Mordechai in operational knowledge. He says you can do kisui without snow. The general, how can you do kisui without snow? So what? We just gave a rule. That's something about smia, that's to be called upper, that's to be called, how can you do it with snow? Really? But it's not growing through the snow. The snow is just, it's good. So what? So it's growing through the water also. I can't do kisui down the water. Go to the Meadowlands. See all these things going through the water. You can't do kisui down with water. What? All right, giant stadium. MetLife. So that's what he says over there. I hope you do. But anyway, I think the halacha lemaisa, you can't use the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down that Mordechai about definitely into your clothing. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So the question we asked though, what about the sand? So the Ritva says, you know why you can't use the midbar? Because Afar and midbar is not called Afar, it's called coal. It's called sand. Not called dirt. It's called sand, that's what you can't use. Afar and midbar is coal. Sorry? Right. Okay. Huh. I have another thing I said. I'm not going to like this one. What do we say when it comes to Pitul Chametz? Hebi ka'afra, da'ara. Why do we specify afra da'ara? We say hebi ka'afra. See, from here now, because of gold is also called afra. If you didn't say ara, maybe you think about afra, the zahava, that's not real bitter. If I want it to be gold dust, and it, I wasn't mevatel. So that's why I specifically say after the Aaron.
Heard that from Rabbi Elephant on the OU website. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ein nechasin ela ba'afar. You only can use afar divrei beishamei. Or beis hilal or not. You can use afar. You can use dust. You can use ash as well. Matinu afar shakari afar. Shneamar by the parsha of the Paradum it says v'lochu latamei me afar sereit basachatos from the dirt of the burnt pachas. That ash. They're calling afar. That's how you can use it. Or beishamei afar sreifa ikrei afar stamina ikrei. No, it's called Afar Sreifa. Afar is called Afar Sreifa, it's not called Afar. Okay. Tana, we have a brisa that says, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use ashes. No, we're just saying any ashes you can use, because ashes are called Afar. So you can use ashes. Wait, the two things we said, it has to grow, things that grow, or it'd be called. So if it's called Afar, you can use it. So it's not. Tana, Lena Bryce. Oh, Sifu Aleim, Shachor, VeHakafol, VeNikris Psulin, VeYesh Omer Afazarni. I'm not sure what these things are. They included other things in the Mishnah. The latter cover is Shachor, some it's like, yeah, it's black charcoal, and Kachol is some sort of makeup, I think, right? Some sort of makeup. Nikris Psulin, and VeYesh Omer Afazarni. This thing of the Zarnich is also kosher. I don't know what it is. Let's see what Zarnich is. Okay. Zarnich. Same thing for me. So Amar Rava. Rava says, Bishar Amar Avram Avinu, the fact that Avram Avinu said to Hashem, Vanochi Ofer Efer, I'm dust and I'm ashes, Zachu Banglashtei Mitzvos. They got two mitzvos. Number one was Efer Parah. They got the Efer Parah, the upper Sota, and they got the dust of the Sota. The Gemara says, Belit Sovnami Ofer Kisei Dam. Why is the upper Sota? The Kisei Dam. The Gemara says, no, Hassam, by Kisei Dam, Hechsher mitzvah ika. That's only a hechsher mitzvah, but hana leka. But you don't get any hana from it. From the efer paradum, you get hana because you become tamei. And for the upper sota, I guess you get hana because you somehow prove, I guess you prove whether she was guilty or not. I don't know what hana is like that. The fear explodes is probably not so pleasurable. But I guess the fact that you have the ability to prove one way or another, that's the hana. But by the efer, the upper, by kisur adam, there's no hana by it. It's just the hefzer in order to get to the wheat, which is the hana. Okay. But Amar Rava. Rava says, Vizchar she'amar Avram Avinu. The fact that Avram Avinu said to Melech Sdom, Imi chut fa'al srof na'ol, zachu banu l'shnei mitzvos, his children were zochet the two mitzvos, the chut shel tefeles, they got the string of tefeles, or tzur shel tefillin, and the strap of the tefillin. Right? The chut is the chut tefeles, and srof na'ol, which is the strap, they got the tefillin. So bishma, or tzur shel tefillin, I understand what the hana is. What's the hana by this tefillin? Because it's pear. Everyone sees it and they run away. That's what the hana is. The seed is going to the rosh. People sort of stand away. Or nowadays they arrest you on the airplane. But one way or another, they're afraid of the tefillin. Right. Elo chush of tefillin mahi. What's the hana you got from the blue and the tefillin? The chush of tefillin. So famous mission price to Tanya. Rabbi Meir Omer, man is not tefillin. We call it tefillin. Why is the blue chosen? It's similar to the sea. The yam don't rakia. The dam is and the yam is similar to the sky. Rakia don't even sapphire. Similar to the sapphire, emerald, I guess. Even sapphire don't kisei kavod. The tziv v'yiru slok Israel takas raglov. Then continues kemaseh lipnas hasapphire of etzma shemayna tohar and kemar even sapphire to most kisei. And therefore, when you get the tefillis reminds of the kisei kavod. And the law is that with the tefillis, you can remember all the mitzvot. And that's the hana that you get from the tefillis. Okay, we will stop here. Have a good